Greetings, radio friends. Once again, we have the glorious privilege of coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ by the word of truth and through the Holy Spirit by the means of radio. And may God's blessings be upon each and every one. May you have a great day in the Lord. It's God's grace is measured out to you in a wonderful way from our Heavenly Father. This program is sponsored by the Church of God of Resurrection Hope, a Church of God of Abrahamic Faith, located on the Walt Arney Road in Lenoir, North Carolina. And we hold services each Sunday. The Sunday school is 9:30, morning worship service 10:30, evening message at 7 o'clock each Sunday evening. If you're in our area at any time, you're cordially invited to attend and worship with us. Because many people have been pressured by the world's philosophies, the truth of what the Bible teaches sometimes is pushed off into the background. Let us ask ourselves this question. What does the Bible really teach and have to say about going to heaven? Is the Bible the Word of God? Can we trust in it? Is the truth recorded in the Bible? First of all, in Acts 1 and 9, if we're going to take the Word of God, we'll have to take it just as it is. And we find that Jesus, when he had spoken these things while they beheld, looked on, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. Now, one of the great joys of our salvation is the fact that we believe the record of God, that the disciples living in that day saw Jesus go up into heaven. That is witness number one. And the angel that appeared and said, is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as he went away, is witness number two. The apostles did not see anyone go into heaven with Jesus, but only Christ alone. We find here he was taken up to heaven and that he's to come again from heaven in the same manner in which he went away. Peter and John at the temple, after healing the blind man, preached Christ, of whom they said in Acts 3:21, whom the heavens must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now we can take the Bible in clear, concise truth, and it teaches that Jesus was taken up into heaven, that the heavens must receive him until the times of the restitution of all things. On this idea of going to heaven, let Jesus speak. Now, it is not my word. It's not the word of any denomination. It's the word of God. John 3:13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Why did Jesus make such a statement, beloved, if it were not true? From a baby, we are taught that we go to heaven when we die, and yet, where in the Bible is it? As a matter of truth, just the opposite is taught in the Bible. And if you get converted, you'll get converted to that, because that's the only thing, my friends, will convert you is the truth. Now, that is to be converted, right? Let's say, well, wait a minute now. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Elijah was taken up to heaven. Well, did Jesus tell the truth or not? He said, no man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. There is no record of any man ever going to heaven but Jesus Christ. That's where God is. David, who lived and died 1,000 years before Christ, was discussed on the day of Pentecost by Peter as he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was so full of the Holy Ghost he could not have lied, and yet hear what he said. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you, the patriarch David, that he's both dead and buried, and his sepulchre's with us to this day. Now, he did not beat around the bush, but made it absolutely sure that David was two things, in a state of two things at that very moment. He was dead, and he was buried. And one thing that he was not ascended to heaven. This is a glorious truth as we study the truth of God's Word from the Bible as to what it says. It's verse 29 of Acts 2 and verse 34. Acts 13:36 tells us, For David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. Now, if that happened to him and 10 days after on Pentecost, after Christ ascended, he still was both dead and buried. Then he's just where Peter said he was. Jesus said that man could not go there. Now, it is strange that truth is stranger than fiction sometimes, but I want you to listen to Jesus Christ in John 7:33, told the Pharisees, Yet a little while I am with you, then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me, shall not find me. Where I am, thither ye cannot come. Now, this was those wicked Pharisees. And as we look at them, we can understand why they could not come. In John 8:21, again, Jesus spoke these words in the treasury of the temple. He said, I go my way, ye shall seek me, and die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. And then to his own disciples, Jesus said, in 13th chapter of John, And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come, so now I say to you, try as we may, we can never bring real comfort and joy in the gospel until we understand exactly what the Lord meant by such a statement. Whither I go, ye cannot come. He told both believers and unbelievers the same thing. If he died, they could die, but they could not go to heaven. Any study of the tabernacle service under the law will reveal that no one could go into the Holy of Holies but the high priest, and that once a year. Not without blood. All of this was a shadow of what would come and be under grace, for the law was a shadow of things to come. There is no excuse for me to tell you that you can go to heaven when Jesus said you could not go. Man does not leave the earth for reward even. Proverbs 10:30, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Proverbs 11:31, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. That's what the Bible says, much more the wicked and the sinner. This is straightforward, positive statements by the Word of God. When we think about reward, Jesus said in Revelation 22:12, behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me, to reward every man according as his work shall be. When will man be rewarded according to what Jesus said here? Why, when Jesus comes, brings his reward with him. This is in perfect harmony with Matthew 16:27. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Proverbs 2:21, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressors shall be rooted out. This is also a truth we need to remember when we come to the scriptures where one was taken and one is left. It is not the righteous who are taken, brethren, but the wicked. Jesus clarified that in telling us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And we go back to the days of Noah, he said, they knew not till the flood came and took them all away. It was the wicked who were taken away. It was not Noah and his sons who knew not, for had they not known, they would not have built the ark. Man is going to inherit the earth, a great truth of the Bible that most people don't know about. Even though Noah was lifted up in the flood waters and was above the waters, he still had not left this earth. And the righteous who meet the Lord in the clouds in the air, now let me tell you, the clouds may be up in there, but they have not left the earth. They are in the gravitational pull of earth. Psalms 37:9 tells us what shall happen to the righteous. They that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. 11th verse, the meek shall inherit the earth, shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. 22, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. They that be cursed of him shall be cut off. 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. 34, wait on the Lord, keep his way, he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When? When the wicked are cut off, he said, thou shalt realize it. We find that men will not leave this earth, but will inherit the earth, and that all of this earth will be made new and glorified, and that men will be recompensed to Jesus and by him when he returns. We know we're finding the Bible where we go up to the city of God, but we find where the city of God is coming down from God out of heaven. Jesus said we would receive the life eternal in the world to come, not one to go to. No matter, my friends, how strange it may sound, it is what the Bible does say that's important. In Luke 14:14, Jesus said we would be recompensed when we died? No. He said at the resurrection of the just. Revelation 5:9, we're told that the saints will reign upon the earth with the Lord. In looking for his returning, we find concerning it, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, if there can be no dead in Christ, friends, then there'll be nobody raised. But then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We will meet him. That's what we're going to rise to do, to meet him like a person who comes out of their house to the driveway and meets you to escort you on into the house. We will then be with the Lord forevermore. Why? Because he's coming to sit on the throne of his glory. In Matthew 5:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, and when the Son of Man shall sit upon the throne of his glory, he'll be sitting here on this earth upon the throne of his father David, according to what the angel told Mary Conception. If men go to heaven when they die, why is there any need for Jesus to ever come? If men are rewarded when they die, where is the need for a judgment day? But if men are rewarded in heaven, my friends, they would not be rewarded in earth. But this is what the Bible says, that they'll be rewarded in the earth. When did Jesus say the certain nobleman who went to the far country would reckon with his servants, to whom he delivered the money? He told them, occupy till I come, not until you come, but until I come. And it came to pass in Luke 19:15, that when he was returned, it was upon his returning, even with the wicked servants who kept the talent wrapped in a napkin, he did not judge him until he returned. We then can know assuredly that heaven is not the home of the dead. We can know that those who die do not go there, for Jesus said they could not come there. We know that the future life is dependent upon the returning of Christ and the resurrection of the dead. Because of much assumption added to the Scriptures, we have not the truth about the dead taught to us. In death, the mind ceases to function. The man does not worship God. He does not continue in life. Death is called a sleep. Psalms 145:4. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. That's the state of the dead. Ecclesiastes 9:5-6. The living know they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Job 14:10. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man expires or breathes his last. And where is he? As the waters fell from the sea, the flood decayeth and riseth up. So man lieth down and rises not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Yesterday you can come and be given the understanding that is perfect, right, and true. You can know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Psalm 6:5, in death there is no remembrance of thee. You cannot even remember God when you're dead, much less fly away somewhere. Now God told Hezekiah in Isaiah 38:1 to set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. I've never seen a man yet that could give an explanation of that and try to make people live on when God said you're going to die and not live. If all the billions who have been preached to heaven have not gone, then that leaves us with one of the biggest lies that's ever been in the history of the world. It leaves us with a lot of people left behind that needs to come to God and learn His truth and His ways and His thoughts. He said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Once we let God cleanse our heart and mind, we come to a knowledge of the truth, that will set us straight forever to live for the Lord in His name. We hope and trust these thoughts today will inspire you to study God's Word to see what the Bible says. Let us pray. Father, take these thoughts, use them today for your honor and glory, giving people wisdom and understanding that they may know the Word of the Lord. Amen.